America was founded on freedom, the liberty to make choices and pursue happiness our own way. Yet today, we find ourselves tiptoeing through a legal minefield, paralyzed by fear that spontaneous actions might trigger lawsuits or violate obscure regulations. How did the land of the free become a place where teachers can't touch students to prevent harm, where playgrounds have been sanitized of all risk, and where doctors practice defensive medicine instead of healing? This transformation has undermined the very freedoms that make America exceptional. Consider what happened in St. Petersburg, Florida, where a kindergartner was led away in handcuffs after destroying her classroom. Adults stood by helplessly, avoiding touching the 40-pound girl, eventually calling police who handcuffed the screaming child. For centuries, teachers handled unreasonable children sensibly, holding them by the arm when necessary. But today's teachers can't touch students for fear of lawsuits. One Teach for America instructor faced a $20 million lawsuit simply for putting his hand on a misbehaving student's back. America's story has always been about unlocking human potential, from the Wright brothers tinkering in their bicycle shop to Thomas Edison's mastery of trial and error. But this exuberance is fading as the scope of law stifles self-invention. The evil isn't wrong goals, but the daily choices have become infected with debilitating legal self-consciousness. What happens when a society becomes too afraid to act on common sense? In Milford, Connecticut, three hickory trees were removed after a grandmother claimed her grandchild's nut allergy prevented pool use. The mayor's response, "It really came down to taking a risk that the child may die," shows how risk has become a conversation-ending trigger. Childhood obesity has tripled in two decades, with one-third of children overweight costing over $100 billion annually. The cause isn't just diet, but inactivity. While JFK's era promoted playground equipment nationwide, today's playgrounds lack challenging features. Children's exploration range has shrunk to 10% of what it was in 1970, with only 15% walking or biking to school compared to 50% then. Risk-taking is essential for healthy development. Research shows unsupervised play builds imagination, problem-solving skills, and brain development. Without challenge, children develop smaller brains and fewer cognitive capacities. Our protective impulses have created new dangers, physically unfit children with stunted social development. What if our safety obsession is harming those we aim to protect? In Hartford, Connecticut, a violent autistic student disrupted his class for 2 years while legal battles prevented his removal, a stark example of individual rights overriding community well-being. Rights have transformed from protective shields into demands for entitlements, often at society's expense. While fairness requires balancing interests, as in Rawls's Veil of Ignorance, modern rights frequently prioritize individual demands over collective needs. Balance is essential to good society, as shown by Aristotle's golden mean and justice's scales. Denmark exemplifies this through its special education system, where headmasters make placement decisions through consultation rather than litigation. The rights revolution has diverged from its anti-segregation roots. Rights should protect civil liberties and prevent discrimination while allowing balanced judgment in complex social decisions. Have we created a system where individual rights paralyze communities? What happens when we remove human wisdom from difficult choices? Lawsuits are essential for dispute resolution, but without consistent jury guidelines or binding precedents, legal boundaries remain unclear. American litigation is constrained only by lawyers' creativity, leading to arbitrary outcomes. A Milwaukee jury's $17 million award against a Catholic archdiocese for a volunteer's traffic accident illustrates this unpredictability. This uncertainty breeds excessive caution. Schools prohibit ocean swimming, towns remove warning signs, and healthcare suffers dramatically. Defensive medicine accounts for 30% of healthcare costs, while doctors avoid error discussions. Even routine pediatric checkups now require 30 documentation lines instead of 2. Judge Janice Jack's 2002 exposure of fraud in 10,000 silicosis claims involving mobile X-ray trucks and pre-signed diagnoses shocked observers not for the fraud itself, but because a judge questioned the claims. The challenge persists. How can we make reasonable decisions when ordinary actions have unknowable consequences? Team Academy in Newark demonstrates culture's impact on education. In 2002, this charter school raised students from Newark's poorest areas from the 21st to 55th percentile in reading within a year, not through test focus, but through Principal Ryan Hill's emphasis on culture. Public school bureaucracy has become extreme. Teachers must follow rigid testing protocols, including covering walls with newspaper and maintaining absolute silence. Basic activities face strict regulation, from student questions during lessons to birthday celebrations. In New York City, student suspension requires over 60 bureaucratic steps, leaving principals hamstrung by process. While research shows teacher effectiveness can eliminate achievement gaps between poor and wealthy students, the system prioritizes credentials over actual teaching ability. What matters most is a teacher's personality and student connection. Schools need swift discipline and a culture enabling teacher authenticity, not bureaucratic compliance. Accountability is vital for organizational health. As Team Academy's Ryan Hill notes, success requires more than credentials. It demands aptitude, character, and genuine care for students. Public employees in America face minimal accountability. Due process protections create an virtually impregnable position, regardless of performance. In stark examples, an assistant principal who impregnated a student and a sleeping police dispatcher were both ordered reinstated. The worker protection reforms of the 20th century were meant to prevent systemic abuses, not shield individuals from responsibility. Yet they evolved into barriers against accountability. Consider nurse Charles Cullen, who murdered over 40 patients across 10 hospitals. Previous employers, fearing lawsuits, could only confirm his employment dates. When Georgia eliminated civil service protections for new state employees in 1996, the impact was immediate. As Paul Burkhalter of Natural Resources noted, it was like somebody turned on the lights. Attendance improved, advancement opportunities expanded, and attitudes shifted from compliance to achievement. The question remains, how can excellence thrive when mediocrity is protected? Modern society has developed a deep distrust of human authority, favoring rigid laws over judgment. While these fears aren't baseless, 40 years show that trying to insulate ourselves from human authority has backfired. A functioning society needs officials with authority to make common choices. America lacks effective leaders because we've made leadership nearly impossible. Teachers can't manage classrooms, and judges can't dismiss frivolous cases. This paralysis breeds civic apathy. Leadership requires judgment about uncertainties and trade-offs. Before our modern legal experiment, people made decisions and moved forward with accountability flowing to voters. Trust is vital in a free society. We need not blind faith, but collective willingness to delegate responsibility, maintaining accountability through the chain of command. To address today's challenges, Americans must reclaim their ability to take responsibility. This means clearing excessive laws and bureaucracy to enable human judgment while protecting freedom. Only then can we restore America's innovative spirit. Are we brave enough to trust ourselves and each other again? Our future depends on it.